Radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
CQ, 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 America, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the only show of its kind in America. I'm your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and with me today is my co-host,
John Moore, NJ70.
Today is Open Line Sunday. We do this the first Sunday of every month, where we'll talk about whatever you want to discuss in the world of amateur radio. I'll throw out some topics, and we'll take your calls, but not till the half-hour mark today. Get a pencil and paper, as I've got lots of phone numbers and addresses to give you today. Our phone number, 1-800-298-TALK. That's 1-800-298-8255. So you can call now and get online if you want. We'll draw a card from our mail to give away a free subscription to Radio Fun just a little bit later on in the show. Also, if you want to get a hold of us during the week, you can call us at area code 602-241-1510. 602-241-1510. And remember to send in your QSL cards or postcards with your name, address, and station you're listening to us on. We draw a card each week for a free prize. Send the card to Ham Radio and More, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Again, that's Ham Radio and More, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. We need these cards to show your sponsors, so send them in today. We won't be here without our sponsors, so even if you don't want to buy anything, at least call the sponsors and tell them you appreciate their supporting our show. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today, but first, after these messages, I have an interview to run with George Fadauer of Antique Electronic Supply, so stay tuned. Transmitter and receiving tubes, tube sockets, capacitors, transformers, books, resistors, and so much more. So much, in fact, that they carry in stock over 500,000 tubes at any one time, including the current production tubes from China and Russia, as well as the new old stock tubes made in the United States. Antique Electronic Supply ships within 24 hours and has knowledgeable salespeople that answer the phones, and they'll answer your questions as well as take your orders. So if you're restoring some old equipment or need reference books, including actual service manuals dating back to the 20s, or if you need obsolete tube types that haven't been made in decades, no place else like Antique Electronic Supply. Right now, just for listeners of Ham Radio and More, the brand new third edition of Communication Receivers, the Vacuum Tube Era 1932 to 1981 by Raymond Moore, it's on sale at Antique Electronic Supply. This popular book of more than 120 pages includes descriptions and pictures of all the old tube-type receivers produced by Collins, Hallicrafters, Hammerlin, National, and others, including histories of these companies. It is a must for anyone interested in collecting communication receivers. And for a very limited time, get 10% off the normal $19.95 price, but you have to mention this show, Ham Radio, and More. And they have their new 1994 full-color catalog also, ready to send to you free of charge, just for mentioning this show. So call Antique Electronic Supply at area code 602-820-5411. That's 602-820-5411. And tell them you want their free catalog or place an order for the book so that with your merchant.
During the colder winter months, people don't think about making exterior home improvements. But Sears installs vinyl siding all winter long, and now is a great time to have vinyl siding installed on your home. Just call 1-800-832-5200 for a free in-home estimate and save 10%, up to $500. Sears vinyl siding is installed over a full layer of Dow underlayment, which adds insulation to your home, helping in the winter months. And Sears vinyl siding is guaranteed not to dent, chip, or peel for as long as you own your home. Put Sears experienced siding crews to work for you this winter. Call 1-800-832-5200 for a free in-home estimate and save 10%, up to $500. Not available in all areas. The offer ends March 20th. Sears siding crews are the best in the business, so call 1-800-832-5200. sold, furnished, and installed by American Remodeling Incorporated, your local Sears authorized contractor. Call now, 1-800-832-5200.
This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, welcome back to Ham Radio and More. I'm Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW, and I'm here talking to the part owner and general manager of Antique Electronics Supply, George A. Fedauer, and located in Tempe, Arizona. And we're going to talk about antique electronics, antique radio, basically, George. And the first commercial radios were available when? How did radio come on the scene?
Generally about 1920, 1921 is what most people point to. Radio, of course, existed prior to that on ships, in military usage, experimental. There were amateurs out there. But as far as radio entering the home, KDKA in Pittsburgh is generally credited as being the first station to begin regular broadcasting. And they began in November of 1920 by broadcasting the presidential election returns of Harding versus Cox. In the 2 years following that, it caught on like wildfire, and the government licensed over 600 stations across the country. And, of course, at the same time, RCA and other manufacturers were coming out with radios and introducing them to the general public.
They did have to be licensed by, there was, I don't know about the FCC, but they did have to be licensed at that time. Not everybody can just be a radio station, correct? So you did have to be licensed by the government.
That's correct. They didn't have the FCC set up in the way it is today. As I recall, originally it was controlled by the Department of Commerce, and that was the maritime ship, because that was the main usage, actually began licensing the first stations around the country for home use.
Okay, in addition to RCA, what other brands were available way back there in the 20s and 30s?
Well, if you're collecting 20s vintage antique radios, you're usually going to bump into products by Crosley, DeForest, Atwater Kent, Clap Eastham, Freshman, Masterpiece, to name a few.
So there were a lot of radio manufacturers. Not too many remain.
Actually, by the mid-20s, there were hundreds of companies jumping into radio manufacturing, and most of them went under within a couple of years. There were too many manufacturers and a large shaking out in the industry. But collectors are oftentimes finding radios with strange manufacturers' names on them that you can't find any information on.
What are some of the most collectible radios today, currently?
Early radios from the 1920s have always been very collectible. In particular, Atwater Kent, the breadboard series radios. In recent years, the trend that we've seen is towards radios of the 40s and 50s and even 1960s. Pocket transistor radios are very hot collectible now.
I remember when it came out 2 transistors, and somebody came out 3, 4, 5. It was like, who can have the most transistors?
Right. They always boasted how many transistors were in the radio.
If someone finds an old DeForest radio, what kind of value do these things have? Are they really worth a lot of money?
It just depends a lot on the make and model. Some are worth a lot of money, and some are fairly common and not worth a whole lot. RCA was such a large manufacturer back in the 1920s that some of their sets from that period are just commonly turning up at any swap meet and therefore not worth a whole lot of money. But some of the rarer sets are worth more.
What kind of parts do you find, since that's your business basically, that people really need to restore these radios? Like, what has broken down, or what is the hardest thing to get nowadays that people are, oh, if I can only find that, and you know, you have one of them sitting there and it's worth, you know, you're selling it for $40,000 as one part?
Well, restoring an antique radio is different than repairing a modern radio, in that if I was repairing a radio that was 4 or 5 years old, I would be looking for a component failure and the cause. If you're dealing with a radio that's 40 or 50 or 60 years old, you're dealing with the effects of aging. Rubber hardens and crumbles away, and that means insulation on wires, rubber grommets and washers can be crumbled away. Speaker cones have been eaten out by the mice. Capacitors are typically a problem in older radios. Electrolytic filter capacitors are normally dried up and need replacing. Even your small tubular paper condensers that range in value from 0.01 to 0.5 microfarad are oftentimes leaky and creating problems in the set. Anything to do with rust, oxidation, aging, mechanical parts, contacts, pot metal castings are oftentimes broken, deteriorated in early radios. And broken or missing trim pieces on the cabinet is something that's very difficult to replace or reproduce.
Hmm. So there's a ton of stuff. And one thing you didn't mention is tubes.
Yeah, let me respond to the tube issue. I think one of the great misconceptions in repairing an older radio is that the first thing you've got to do is replace all the tubes. And we see a lot of novice collectors doing that. The fact of the matter is, oftentimes the tubes is the least of your problems. If there is a bad tube, they're fairly readily available. But tubes don't go bad with age. They go bad through hard usage. But if the set was working when it was taken out of service 40 years ago and discovered in the garage 40 years later, and those tubes are still good. There's nothing but a vacuum inside that glass envelope, so there's no elements in there to deteriorate the parts.
That must be why they called it a vacuum tube.
Yeah.
Okay, so are companies still really manufacturing vacuum tubes? I mean, there's obviously, you know, I know you stock at Antique Electronic Supply, what, over 100,000 tubes all the time?
Right, we've got about 500,000 tubes in stock.
500,000, excuse me.
No, to answer the question, there is no more manufacturing in the United States on receiving tubes. There's a few industrial and special purpose type tubes still being manufactured. But as far as just radio tubes like we're talking about, production has ceased in the U.S. There are a couple of foreign countries where some tubes are still being made. Notably, China and Russia are now exporting a lot of tubes into the United States. But actually, most of our product that we're finding and selling is just what we call new old stock, surplus inventories that we're locating of tubes that were made in the U.S. They're still new in the box, never got sold or used.
From how long ago?
These can go back to the 1920s.
How do you find something like that? I mean, you're telling me you find an inventory of 1920s tubes are still in the boxes? Amazing.
Sometimes we do.
Really? It's really amazing. I'm serious. It's amazing. But the ones that come in from China or the ones that come in from Russia, are they as good? Or are they worse? Are they, you know, how do they stack up?
They're not bad. Most people prefer the quality of vacuum tubes that were made in the United States or in Western Europe. The Chinese or the Russian tube is kind of a last resort. I don't think the quality is quite as good, but it's better than nothing. They're inexpensive in most cases, and they'll generally do the job.
Well, they're also not the real thing, so if someone can get one from the 20s or 30s, that makes his collectible antique radio really, honest to goodness, an old-time radio with the old tube in it.
Right. Well, there are no replacement tubes for 20s and 30s vintage radios being made anywhere in the world. When I say tubes being made in China and Russia, generally that's the tubes that were used in the 50s and 60s, the more recent ones, particularly in audio equipment or even some transmitting tubes.
Okay, let's talk a little about Antique Electronic Supply, because I think we're lucky in Arizona to have you here. It's an unbelievable place to go through. Tell us a little about the history of Antique Electronic Supply.
Well, the business started about 12 years ago, 1982. My father and I started the business together. I was an antique radio collector and restorer, and he retired from his first career and began helping me locate some hard-to-find tubes and teaching me what he knew about early radios.
We're going to be right back, and we're going to finish Antique Electronic Supply in one moment.
Attention. Attention business owners, are you looking to expand your business in the East Valley? If so, you need to know about Business Development Finance Corporation. Business Development Finance Corporation can provide affordable long-term expansion financing for your business. Financing to build or purchase your own facility. Financing for equipment. Financing at below market fixed interest rates. That's right, below market fixed interest rates from Business Development Finance.
Business Development Finance Corporation's 20-year fixed rate is currently 7.1% on approved application.
Want to know more? Call 345-4550. That's 345-4550. Get your business growing with a loan tailored to your business financing needs. Rates are subject to change, so call right now, 345-4550. That's 345-4550. Financing the growth of Arizona businesses, financing the growth of your business, Business Development Finance Corporation.
If you just don't feel comfortable with the stock or bond markets, look into the Overland Express Asset Allocation Fund, advised by Wells Fargo Bank, one of the largest money managers in the country. As of August 31st, a well-known rating service has ranked the Overland Express Asset Allocation Fund among the top funds in its 73-member flexible portfolio funds category. Different pricing options are available, including one with no upfront sales charge. To find out more, call Yee, Desmond, Schrader, and Allen for a prospectus today, 230-9372. Yee, Desmond, Schrader, and Allen, over 70 years of combined experience in Arizona.
Prospectus contains more complete information, including fees and expenses. Please read carefully before investing or sending money. Certain pricing options contain costs. Past performance is no guarantee of future gain. Fund will fluctuate with market conditions. Not FDIC insured, not an obligation, nor guaranteed by Wells Fargo Bank. Sponsored, distributed by Stevens Incorporated, member NYSC, SIPC.
When a major earthquake hit San Francisco in 1989, amateur radio operators were there to relay information when phone service was interrupted. A year ago, when hurricanes ravaged Florida and Louisiana, ham operators were there to aid in disaster relief efforts. And during the Gulf War, amateur radio volunteers worked as Mars operators, relaying messages from service people in the Gulf to loved ones back home. Time after time, amateur radio enthusiasts have given, volunteering their services during times of need. The Valley Petri dealerships recognize the fact that hams are special people. That's why licensed hams receive special fleet pricing on new Buicks, Isuzus, Chryslers, Plymouths, Jeeps, and Eagles. You can save real money on a new car, truck, minivan, or 4x4. For more information on this money-saving program, contact the fleet manager at any of the Valley Petri dealerships. For fleet prices on new Jeeps or Chryslers, contact Bob Zavattiri at Petri Jeep on Bell Road, 493-8000.
This is Financial News Radio, AM 1510 KFNN.
CQ, this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, Len Winkler back here, Ham Radio and More, and we're talking to George Fadauer from Antique Electronics Supply. Continue, please. We're discussing how Antique Electronics Supply started, and I know you were a collector. And, I mean, it's fun to be in a business that you really enjoy. So tell us, continue, how it has grown to where it has come to today.
Well, I was restoring a middle 20s vintage Atwater Kent radio and looking for some type 201A vacuum tubes for that set, which were commonly used in the mid-20s. And my search took me to a man's house in West Phoenix who had about 40,000 tubes there at his home in sheds and places around the backyard. And he had these early tubes, and I began buying tubes from him for use in old radios, and he kept mentioning to me, I wish somebody would just buy the whole mess and clear it out of here. And that's where I got the idea that there must be a lot of other collectors out there like myself that are also looking for these tubes, and maybe we could start some sort of a mail-order business with this.
And what year did you start the business?
1982.
So you've been there 12 years.
Right.
And it's really unbelievable. All the books, how many books do you have, do you carry? I mean, all those reference manuals, et cetera, that you have there?
We have about 100 different book titles for sale. We sold over 17,000 books last year.
That's amazing. I mean, but really, what's most amazing is all the tubes that are there. It's just, is that, what's the biggest item that you guys do sell? Is it tubes? Is that the biggest one item? Or
right, tubes constitutes about 60% of our sales, and capacitors, transformers, and books and literature are the next in line that we do well with.
Okay. Are there organizations, can you name a couple of organizations, national organizations that are involved with collecting collectible antique electronics, radios?
The largest and the oldest organization for antique radio collectors is called the Antique Wireless Association. We usually call it the AWA, and the officers are located in New York.
Don't they have a museum in Rochester, New York?
Yes, they have a museum in Holbrook, New York, which is close to Rochester. They mm-hmm. have an annual meeting that runs 4 days in Rochester every fall, and people come in from all over the world for that. It includes flea market, auctions, programs, lectures, contests, on and on and on.
Amazing. I know I saw a video about that museum, kind of an amazing place. Okay, if people want more information about Antique Electronic Supply or have more questions regarding antique radio, let's give them your phone number where they can get a hold of you.
Okay, 602-820-5411. We have a 32-page catalog that tells about our products and services that we'll be happy to send out for no charge if they just call or write and request the catalog.
Okay, we have been talking to George Fettauer, General Manager and part owner of Antique Electronic Supply, and let me tell you, if you're ever in the Tempe, Arizona area, it is a place to see, because you will be overwhelmed, is the only way I can put it, of all the product that they have, and order their catalog, I mean, free of charge. It's really an eye-opening experience. Thank you, George.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're back here to Ham Radio and More. You've been listening to George Fettauer from Antique Electronic Supply. I want to remind you our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. There's a couple of lines open. Ray, stay tuned. We'll be right on back with you in Jacksonville, North Carolina. There's a whole bunch of topics that I want to get to that I think are interesting. Instant licensing, of course, vanity calls, lifetime licensing. There's a new 610 form you need if you're going to take the test after March 1st. What about charging for a ham license? That has been suggested recently to get the 12-week wait down to 3 weeks or 2 weeks, or like Canada, even less than that. You might even weed out the non-committed by charging a little bit for the license. Some people say there's not enough commitment for the no-code tech. Well, by charging might add a little bit of commitment. What do you think? 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. We'll be right back.
Financial News Radio 1510 is KFNN Mesa, Phoenix.
And we're back. Len Winkler here, KB7LPW, along with
John Moore, NJ70.
I want to thank each and every one of you who have been calling in. If you're listening on a satellite or if you're listening on a local radio station, I want to thank you. There's been a tremendous response to this show, and I'm really overwhelmed. I want to tell you the winner this week of a Radio Fund subscription for 1 year, compliments of David Cassidy, Wayne Green, and 73 Magazine, is David Goldblatt, KA1DPW, who lives in Sharon, Massachusetts. And it's a nice postcard. Didn't cheers from Boston, it says. Okay. Send in your QSL cards, your postcards, and we can get you a free subscription. Each week we'll pull a name, and you can win all kinds of stuff. In fact, we have every single week now till the Dayton Hamvention 2 free tickets for admission. Each week we'll give away. Now, the week before, on the 24th of April, we're going to give away free
banquet dinner tickets. Now, do you know how much those banquet dinner tickets are? They're like 20.
No.
They're like $25, and the food
sounds
is great.
Like a deal.
It is a deal. We're going to have Dave Grubb, KCHCF, who is the chairman of the Dayton Amvention, on that day. Now, I need to dispel a rumor real fast. Contrary to popular belief and all this bad vibes that have been going over the packet clusters and all over internet, etc., it is not true. It is not true that they have given up buses totally at the Dayton Hamvention. It is true that they're not going to have door-to-door bus service, and they can't have door-to-door bus service because last year it cost them $93,000. That's right, $93,000 for bus service. So what they're going to do is, you know, basically you're going to have to carpool, et cetera, if you stay at the hotels, but they're going to have more buses, more shuttles, more drivers, more frequency, and more parking at the malls right about right around Hare Arena. So Salem Mall, Forest Park, Dayton Mall, Mendelssohn's, all those places, they'll have more improved bus service. So please don't think they're not going to have bus service at all. That's not true. Okay. A couple other things I want to bring up, and then we'll get to the phones. Isn't it super about New Jersey trying to charge all the FM transmitters a license fee?
I think it's loony.
It's loony. But, you know, the ham radio service has been exempted. But, of course, they can go in later and non-exempt us. I think it's crazy. What do you think about the guy in San Diego that lost his rig to the sheriff's department because he used the sheriff's frequency to save the life of a friend of his who fell in an accident? If it wasn't for using that frequency, the guy might have lost his life. So, you know, and now the FCC's down on him. The sheriff's department took his $500 rig away from him. I mean, you know, I thought, I may be wrong, but I thought that it's emergency communications almost anywhere is perfectly legal in a case of life and death. What do you think, John?
Well, it's sort of pushing the edge when you get on a police frequency since they're maybe carrying other life and death traffic at the same time. But, yeah, in general, if you got to save somebody's life, I mean, to heck with the rules.
I agree. Okay, and the last but not least, what do you think about a no-code digital HF license? To be able to use the digital, okay, well, we'll be right back, right now. We'll take a standby. Okay, we're back here. And welcome back. If you've just tuned in to Ham Radio and More, you're listening to Len Winkler, KB7LPW, along with
John Moore, NJ7E.
And I just want to touch back on that. You know, what about a no-code digital mode license permitting hams to use portions of 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80 meters for digital communications only? AmTOR, PACTOR, Packet, RTTY, Slow Scan TV, without the Morse code requirement. No voice, but the digital modes.
Well,
okay,
that's a weird one. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's get a caller, see what they
say. All right, Ray, KB4EJK, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Boy, I recognize that Gettner sound because I've got one sitting in front of me.
Where are you listening to us, son?
I'm not. I work for a local station here in town, and I'm canning the program because I want to present it to the club and see if I can get the club to sponsor it.
Okay, what particular station is it? Let's get the call sign out.
WLAS.
Okay, well, we hope to have WLAF on our list of affiliates starting next Sunday, Ray.
It might take a while.
Oh, okay.
It might take a while. you got to know the Onslow Amateur Radio Club. Ba-da-bing! But anyway, you touched on a couple of things here while I was on hold listening. First off, let's talk about vanity call signs. Absolutely not.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We had a situation here in Jacksonville with a fellow who randomly pulled a call sign out of a hat and had been using that call sign for a number of months until a database search, shall we say, caught him red-handed.
Yeah, that happens here, too. But yeah. What does that have to do with vanity calls?
What does that have to do with vanity calls?
Yeah.
It may or it may not, but I can see where there'd be a real hard time keeping track of vanity calls.
Well, I don't know. I have mixed emotions about vanity calls personally, but I don't really see a problem with it. I mean, you know, it'll be listed. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, how about this? You have vanity calls. You take the money from the vanity calls and have it earmarked for FCC enforcement on the amateur bands. We could use that anyway.
So in a manner of speaking, you'd be charging for the vanity calls.
Exactly.
Well, that was the proposal as it was, $7 a year for 10 years, $70 upfront cost to get a vanity call.
Well, this is an interesting program. One more question, and then I got to go to break over here.
Okay, so do we. Go ahead.
Yeah, Phase 3D. What's the status on Phase 3D?
Well, as far as I know, they're still looking for a lot of money. 1996 was the goal. We're going to have the head honcho from the Illinois area of AMSAT on in a couple of weeks. But more than that, I don't know. I know that we're going to talk to Senator Goldwater next week. Maybe he knows something about it because he's involved with that also. But I know that it's on schedule for 1996, and they're looking for a lot of money. I mean, you needed $5 million.
Big bucks.
But it's going to revolutionize the satellite biz.
Yeah, from what I've read, it's going to be a killer bird once it goes up.
It will. It'll do everything except fast scan.
Well, gentlemen, like I said, maybe we'll get you. Maybe we'll be on your affiliate list. He said, hopefully.
Okay, well, hopefully we will. Ray, do whatever you can. Any help you need from us, give me a call, 602-241-1510.
I made a note of that.
Okay, thank you very much, Ray. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Ray.
73. Okay, we're going to hold off on that, the DX update. Okay. All right. Let's take Mike. Okay, we're going to take a break right now? Okay, we're going to go through a break right now. Then we're going to come back with Mike and Bill. Hang on. Anybody else? We still have a couple lines open. 1-800-298-TALK. 1-800-298-8255. Len Winkler here to tell you about two magazines that if you're not already a subscriber to, you sure should be. First is 73 Amateur Radio Today magazine. No other magazine brings you the exciting world of amateur radio like 73 Amateur Radio Today. Each issue contains construction projects, product reviews, columns on ATV, packet, my favorite, of course, fox hunting, QRP, satellites, and, of course, the great editorial perspectives by Wayne Green, and much more. The construction projects cover all skill levels, and the product reviews, well, they're done by hams that actually use the equipment they review in their own shacks. Also, 73 has more antenna articles than any other ham magazine. Did you know that single sideband FM spread spectrum and satellites were discussed in 73 magazine months before any other ham magazine? So order a subscription today, only $19.97 for 1 year. That's 43% off the newsstand price, and save even more for 2 years, slightly more in Canada. So call 1-800-289-0388. That's 1-800-289-0388. No, now the other magazine is Radio Fun. Are you really having enough fun with amateur radio? Well, Radio Fun is the only amateur radio magazine written especially for the newcomer or anyone else that wants to get all the enjoyment possible out of amateur radio. Every issue is packed with easy-to-understand projects, news, and reviews. Radio Fun will help you learn about all the areas of amateur radio like packet, amateur TV, VHF, UHF, dozens more. You'll get fired up to do DX chasing, contesting, and public service. Only $12.97 buys you a 1 year subscription. That's 12 big issues, 46% off the cover price. It's slightly higher in Canada. Call 1-800-257-2346. That's 1-800-257-2346 for Radio Fun Magazine. Call right now.
If you are one of the lucky few who have never outgrown your curiosity, if you are still eager to explore, to question, to learn, welcome. Welcome to Smithsonian Magazine and its monthly voyage of discovery. In Smithsonian, you explore your way across the land we live in and into other lands near and far. You travel distant seas, fly boundless skies, probe the secrets of science and nature. You revel in great art, Drink in memorable words and breathtaking photography. Get a close-up look at people and other creatures, great and small. Every month in Smithsonian Magazine, you stretch your mind and let your imagination soar. Get 12 issues of Smithsonian Magazine and become an associate member of the Smithsonian Institution with all its privileges for just $22. Call toll-free 800-228-6260. If you are one of the lucky few who have never outgrown your curiosity, welcome to Smithsonian Magazine. Call 800-228-6260 now.
CQ, this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
All right, we're back to Ham Radio and More. This is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW, along with
John Moore, NJ70.
And I thank you for your participation. Our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Boy, this 1 hour goes by quick.
It sure does.
You know, we have 2 hours locally, so we're on one extra hour after this national feed. And anybody that wants to call and get involved on our local show certainly can. They got to call a different number, but they got to call 1-602-230-2755. That's 602-230-2755. But we are on 1 hour after this show, so you can continue to call if you want to, and you can burn up Phoenix with all your controversial comments. Okay, let's go to Mike. No call sign, Mike in Burlington, New Jersey. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Hey, I want to tell the guy that called from Jacksonville, North Carolina. I am the manager of WIFI, and I built the station. And Ham Radio and More is very popular here in Philadelphia. It's attracted a lot of quality listeners that otherwise wouldn't have sampled the station.
Are we on WIFI right now?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the frequency?
We're 5,000 watts on 1460.
Okay. Because I had a call at my house right before I left, and he said he could only find a WIFI FM. I told him 1460 AM.
Yeah. Now, there is one thing, though. I have a paid program from 6 to 6:30. So I run the program live from 6:30 to 7, but I tape it and rebroadcast it from 9 to 10 in the evening so that people can get the whole program.
Oh, I really appreciate that, Bob.
And if you guys could come up with a way to feed me the second hour, I'll run the second hour, too.
Well, unfortunately, the second hour is just local. We don't beam that up to the Talk America Network at this time.
Well, if you had a Comrex, you know, we could do it that way.
Well, if you want to call us, we can do it.
Okay. but anyhow, I was attracted to the fellow that you had on earlier, George, that talked about the antique radios.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to encourage the folks listening that may not have considered that as a hobby. I started collecting antique radios when I was a teenager, and I just did it for fun. I mean, I was always the kid, you never saw me without a radio under my arm, you know, everywhere. Even today, people laugh at me. I'm a middle-aged man, and I'm never seen without a radio under my arm. But I started collecting, I have examples of every kind of antique radio, but the ones I enjoy the most are the early transistor radios from the mid to late 50s and early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them at a flea market for 50 cents, $2, and bring them home and clean them up, and it's very easy to make them work. I have about 150 of them, and I've never had to change a transistor.
What?
I've never had to change a transistor in one. The problems with them are almost always dried up electrolytic capacitors, which if you change them, they usually come to life very easily.
Well, the one thing I want to say about the company Antique Electronic Supply, which does help sponsor this show, is they legitimately have over 500,000 tubes there. I mean, could you imagine that many tubes in one place?
I love tubes. I love just to watch them work, you know. And that's a great service. You'd be surprised how much pleasure you can have out of maybe finding a radio that's similar to the one you had when you were a kid. and you bring it home and you make it work, and you know, you maybe go to an antique radio supply and get new capacitors for it, and maybe even a set of tubes to put on the shelf if you need them someday. But I've been collecting the radios just because I enjoy the radios, but I come to find out now that they're increasing in value. 10 years from now, you know, my collection could be worth a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know he's got some radios down there that are absolutely exquisite. I mean, everything is pristine. The cabinets are gorgeous. I mean, it's just, and they work beautifully. And he says they're worth a lot of money.
But you can still find them at a flea market for a few dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even the ones that are worth a lot of money, if you look hard enough, you know, people don't know what they have at a flea market very often. And you can pick up a, you know, radio from the 20s or 30s, it's worth a whole lot of money for maybe $50. And there's nothing, another nice thing about them as a hobby, there's nothing that could go wrong with one that that can't be repaired fairly easily. I'm talking about the electronics.
And if they need the parts, we can call Antique Electronic Supply.
Exactly.
Excuse me?
That's what I mean.
Right.
And there's no part that would cost so much that it wouldn't be worth the trouble.
Well, I appreciate your call. We got to go to a special DX update now, and we're short on time.
Okay. Well, let me remind the people that are listening in Philadelphia that the program will be re-aired at 9 o'clock, and that people that are might be listening from 9 to 10 next week to call between 6 and 7.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Mike. I really appreciate your calling in.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to a DX update now with Lee Finkel, KY7M, and we're still take your calls, 1-800-298-TALK.
This is KY7M with the weekly DX update. Well, there's plenty of excitement on the airwaves right now. Peter the First Island came on the air a few days ahead of schedule, and there are operations on all bands and all modes. Even after a few days of operating, it appears this is a first-class DX operation, and anybody who doesn't work it, who has an interest in DX, just didn't turn on the radio. I've already worked them on several bands just using low power. The pile-ups are being managed extremely well. It's a class operation all the way. There is activity now, surprisingly, from Kerguelen Island in the French Antarctic. FT5XJ, Pierre, has been active on 20 meters. Look for him around 0500 Zulu on 20 meters. We have some activity from Monk Apollo from another rare spot, SV2ASP/A from Mount Athos in Greece, a very rare DX spot. He's been heard on 80 meters sideband, around 0530 Zulu, and has also been heard during the daytime on 17 meters sideband. ZS0, the Penguin Islands, one of the famous DXers, Balder DJ6SI, is making tentative arrangements for a trip there February 22nd to 28th using the call ZS0 X-ray. If he gets there, this may be the last operation from Penguin Islands as a separate country. On the 28th of February, the islands go back officially to Namibia and become part of that country. Other activity from V3 Belize, Art NN7A, and Mike NG7S will be there as V31JZ from Southwater K and Iota Island, NA180, February 13th to 19th. Active mostly on CW with some sideband and on the Iota net frequencies. That's all for today. Conditions have been very good lately. Don't miss the good DX on the air. And we want to give thanks to QRZDX, the OpDX Bulletin, and ARRL DX Bulletin for our information. 73s and good DX. I'm KY7 Mike.
Thank you, Lee. I really appreciate that. I knew we had to go to that because it was happening now, that Peter the First. We had Ralph Fedor on our show a couple weeks back going to Peter 1, and my goodness, that's the expedition of the year. I mean, these guys, $230,000 to go there just to talk from Peter 1. That's amazing.
Serious hobby there.
A serious hobby. All right. We're going to be right back. Now, get online. We still have time for your calls. 1-800-298-TALK. 1-800-298-TALK. And, Bill, we'll be back with you in Mississippi. Stay tuned.
Cole's Coffee Service has great coffee and great service. What does that mean? Well, it means that the coffee machine in your office is always clean and neat. You're always stocked with fresh, delicious, gourmet coffee, and the creamers and sweeteners, too. For just pennies a cup, you can have great coffee in your office with no mess, no fuss. We use Cole's Coffee Service here at KFNN, and plain and simple, the service is excellent and the coffee is fantastic. You see, Cole's Coffee is a family-run business, and they treat you like family.
I'm Steve Cole, president of Cole's Coffee Company. I personally guarantee we'll deliver great coffee and great service.
To get Cole's Coffee in your business, all you have to do is call 789-1396. That's 789-1396. Cole's Coffee, great coffee and great service. Guaranteed. No grounds for complaint. Why should I use an accounting and bookkeeping service when I can run an ad and get a stack of resumes?
Well, because your goal isn't getting a stack of resumes. It's hiring qualified employees so your company can be successful. Accounting and Bookkeeping Personnel Incorporated can help because the successful person that you really want probably won't answer an ad. Think about it. Statistics show that successful employees normally don't answer ads. They do, however, come to Accounting and Bookkeeping Personnel Incorporated looking for good opportunities to further their career. Accounting and Bookkeeping Personnel Incorporated has the luxury of picking from these successful candidates for your company, so their chances of knowing of a successful candidate is much higher. That's why you should use Accounting and Bookkeeping Personnel Incorporated. Call them at 277-3700. That's 277-3700.
Let me make a note of that.
Accounting and Bookkeeping Personnel Incorporated. Call 277-3700. That's 277-3700.
Hi, this is Certified Financial Planner Jerry Berg, host of Money Talks, inviting you to join co-host Phil Vetta, Mark Novkov, and me weekday afternoons from 4 to 5 for Money Talks. We'll show you how to maximize your yields, get the most bang for your buck, and make your money last as long as you do. If you'd like to talk about money, then join us for Money Talks weekday afternoons from 4 to 5 on Financial News Radio, 1510 AM, KFNN.
Are you wondering how to keep up with the constant changes in the investment market? You want good, solid advice with the best sources in the world? Hi, this is Pat Gorman, your host of Hard Money Watch. If you've got money in the market, you don't want to miss this program. Hard Money Watch brings you the top economists, journalists, and authors from around the globe. Each Saturday morning from 10 until 11, we will discuss your money and what you should do in these uncertain times. Tune in Saturday mornings at 10, or better yet, call in with your questions. That's Hard Money Watch, Saturday mornings at 10, right here in Financial News Radio, 1510 AM.
How does the law affect you? Listen for legal business issues brought to you by the law offices of O'Connor Kavanaugh, heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 727 on KFNN Financial News Radio.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, welcome back to Ham Radio and More. I want to remind everybody, next week we have a super duper super show. I mean super. Do not miss it. Tell everybody to listen. We're going to have Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, of the Newsline Westlink Report. Now, he's coming in from California to do this live in studio here in Phoenix, and he is a card. So if you want to have action, he's bringing anecdotes, he's bringing tapes. I even heard we might have a few anecdotes from a senator who's a ham, possibly on next week. So do not miss next week. Okay, Bill Pasternak. Bill, KO4GX, I'm sorry, in Mississippi. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Right, Len. It's a great pleasure of mine. We're listening to you on WVMI out of Biloxi, Mississippi.
Fantastic.
570 KC on the dial, and first time I've ever heard your program this afternoon.
Well, welcome.
We're a member of the Mobile Amateur Radio Club, Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really interested in the one visitor you had on your show this afternoon from Antique Electronic Supply. I've got a an old Westinghouse radio apparatus, Areola Senior Receiver, that was patented in October of 1914 and also in May of 1921. And I had started into amateur radio about 1958. About 1960, I found this old radio, and it's a cherry condition. The only thing is it's missing the tube.
Well, guess what? You got to get on the phone and give them a call.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and I didn't get there.
602-820-5411.
Okay. 5411. Well, I really appreciate it, and we're going to be listening every Sunday afternoon here from 5 to 6 on WVMI, and I appreciate WVMI for carrying your broadcast.
Oh, so do we. Believe me, WVMI, we got a caller last week. Bill, are you by chance going to Dayton?
Going to Dayton? No, I'm not going to be able to get there. I'm managing.
Do you know somebody who might be going? I can get you 2 free tickets.
I tell you what, if I could get some free tickets, I might be going.
Okay, we're going to put you on. Well, now we don't have transportation, but we'll have the other. We'll have the good stuff for you. Okay, you stay put. We're going to have Kevin take your information.
Okay.
So hold on, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Certainly appreciate it, Lynn.
Okay, hold on. Jeff from Alston, Massachusetts. I'm sorry. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Good evening. I'm not a ham. I was in the radio.
We can change that.
I was in the radio club in junior high school, never got past the Morse code part. The reason I'm calling is to thank you for your sponsorship of Antique Electronics. It just so happens that I have an old GTE telephone answering machine. It's about 15 years old that somebody gave me. The thing works great. The only thing that broke was the plastic control knob. So when I heard your ad for Antique Electronics, I figured, well, I'll call these people up. They don't replace knobs, but they got me in touch with somebody out in Arizona who makes them, who came them from original knobs.
Uh-huh.
And so for $8, I got a new knob, and I kept this machine running, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Now, here's what you have to do for me. You have to call Antique Electronics Supply and tell them it's because of this show.
Oh, I told them when I first spoke to them that
on
your show, so they're already aware of this.
Okay, all right. I just need to push that because they keep us here.
Okay, they're quite a good resource.
Okay, Jeff, I really appreciate calling in, and we got to change that. You've got to become a licensed ham. Okay, next week.
No code needed, though.
Next week, we'll be back with Bill Pasternak, Len Winkler, and John Moore for Ham Radio and More. 73s, America.
VCI and N7JWF and some other ones were the hams that were involved in it.
Could you tell if they were still using my UHF rig that I loaned them?
Huh?
Never mind.
Yeah, there you go, the 2-meter job.
I loaned Racy's that when they had the floods this spring. I haven't seen it since.
Oh.
Well, I know where it is. So.
But there was good television coverage on those two stations about the exercise, the earthquake awareness yesterday.
Well, that's good. I don't usually get a chance to watch the news, so I didn't see it. I don't, John. I'm sorry. I'm usually asleep, you know.
You're watching sports or something.
No. But,
I just thought I'd tell you that it was there.
Well, I appreciate that.
And they use 694 as the 3494 as the frequency.
Uh huh. Well, I know that we need to be prepared here in Arizona. Although I'm not sure what we're going to do when they have the big one out west.
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill my tank with gas, get a bunch of water and food, and sit it out.
I left
and then get the HT
before
out.
That one in California.
Oh, you were there?
I drove over the Santa Monica Freeway on Saturday. Oh. The earthquake was Monday morning.
Do you feel like someone's watching over you?
Yeah, something like that. But I mean, when you're just there and it happens, then you have a better idea of what it's really all about.
Yeah, I have no desire to feel an earthquake.
I was rudely awakened by the 71 quake at 6 a.m., and it scared me to death. And I missed the one in San Francisco by 24 hours. So.
Well, that's about the situation it was. Well, we left L.A. area at 11 Sunday morning, and, of course, it happened at 5:30 our time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just been there. That's as close as I want to come.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your input, Russ. I appreciate telling us about that it was on the news. I was not aware of it.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Russ.
All right.
Bye-bye. Mark, W7LKB, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
No, thank you there, Len.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I enjoyed your little interview with
antique radio.
George.
Electronics.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to do it live, but we just couldn't set up the time and do it, so we did it as a tape, and... you know, I thought we covered, in the short time that we have, we covered, you know, the bare necessities. And obviously, if you listen to the first hour, it certainly drew a few phone calls from around the country.
Yeah, it did. It surprised me that, you know, your show is becoming popular, which is good.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it's
surprised? I heard him say that.
What do you mean it surprised you?
Well, it, so many people so quickly picked up on it.
Well, so. With my melodious tones?
Well, it still sounds like you got a cold.
This is normal. Actually, I was just mentioning how I think I'm finally getting over the 6 weeks I had it. 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, join the club. I had it for about that long, and I finally went to the doctor and got some antibiotics. Need to knock it out.
All right. What do you think about some of the topics that I brought up? What about a no-code, digital mode-only license? What about passing the novice written, the no-code or tech written, and then passing a special new device test just on digital means of communication, another 25 or 30 question test, passing that, and then being permitted limited use of spectrum in the 10, 15, 20, 40, 80 megahertz, not megahertz, meter bands, that will allow just digital communications, AMTOR, PACTOR, RIDI, etc.?
Well, I... think that down there in the more crowded bands, they need to have more skill than, you know, working through a repeater even, because it just seems that, you know, it takes, because down there you're talking more direct communications, and you're talking more of a crowd.
Yeah, but we're talking about AMTOR, or PACTOR, or RIDI, or slow scan TV, and what is the reason that they should know Morse code to be able to use those digital modes?
Yeah, well, by the same token, what is the reason they should need Morse code to operate voice?
Uh-oh, you fell into his trap.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, you know.
Well,
I think a no-code license for down there is a good idea, provided that it's not made readily available until these people get some kind of operating experience, such as 2 meter or something like that.
Well, what about giving them the tests that I said, including the digital test, and then requiring them to have at least 1 year's license under their belt time frame, and then after 1 year of having a license, then and only then can they go on that HF.
There you go. At least they've gained some experience, you know, communicating with other hams and people who've been in it for a while.
Well, but you let somebody who's got the code get on it right away, and they don't have any more experience.
Well, I don't know. You got the novice band to take up that.
Mark, are you trying to tell me that because someone knows Morse code, that's making them a better operator?
That should be obvious, Lynn.
Yeah. they're more serious because they have to work for it.
Well, now, what if it was $100 a year to have a license, then they'd be serious if they spent that money for it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Rather spend that on radios.
I agree. I'm not looking forward to that, but I'm just suggesting. Okay.
No, I would rather not see license fees come back in, although I just renewed mine for 10 years, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm in pretty good shape.
You know. Okay. What else do you have?
Well, I got an old S38C. I understand it qualifies as an antique radio.
When was it made?
That's the old Halicraft. That was made back in the 50s.
Well, I don't know if it probably isn't an antique, but I'll tell you what. George,
if it's got tubes in it, it's
well,
an antique.
It's but, got tubes in it, let me tell you.
It's an antique.
The old Oxford
come on,
type.
Wait a minute. Now, don't all fall down from heart failure here, but I actually own it. I can't use it, but I actually own an amplifier. It has tubes in it.
Why can't you use
it? Well, amplifiers are special.
Oh, well, why can't I use it?
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Lynn, tell us.
It puts out too much power.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. And you don't know how to turn it down.
Well, no, I just...
Go on, Lynn, tell it.
I just don't want to use that much power or any power. I'm very, very happy with my 120 watts.
Oh, okay. So. I take it it's an HF...
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, Mark.
So, anyway, but no, I think that something could be worked out so that they could do digital down there.
See, that's my point. I mean, I don't have a firm, hard and fast in concrete program for it, but I just think something could be done where it could compromise and get some action on it. For digital modes of communication, I there's a lot of people want to pass traffic, a lot of sysops and stuff, and they can't do it because
But if they use ordinary packet, HF isn't the place to do that anyway.
Oh no, but they'll use AmTor. That's where most of that is done on the HF bands. AmTor,
waste of bandwidth.
Oh, you know, yeah, you're the one probably against fast scan TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, I got a question.
You know, we do all this. We still don't have anybody calling. I mean, I can't believe
it. Well, that's because people don't want to, you know, they want to be entertained. They don't want to do the entertaining. So that's why they don't call us.
It's fun to do the entertaining also.
Well, I agree, but they don't want to call at 230-2755. And I know they're out there.
You would think hams who like to get on the air and talk and talk and talk would call.
Well, you know, they're closet closet listeners.
Yeah, they don't.
You know, they just don't call. You know, it's like I have to bribe them. You know,
now they're waiting for a bribe. Any good bribes?
They're waiting for a bribe. Now, see, if I knew that one of my listeners wanted to go to Dayton and wanted to save the money on admission tickets, I have the ability to give those tickets away. You know. You know, and that probably would end up lighting up the board. But, you know, otherwise it's like pulling teeth to get some people to call, Mark.
Yeah, I know how that is. Listen, I got one question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
The, you know, the amateur TV up on, what is it, Cable Channel 57 over the air?
Yes, sir.
They have an audio channel with that too, right?
They usually use Simplex 145.19.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's where the audio comes in, because I can get the picture.
Oh, no. That's where, well, sometimes they use 145.19, usually when people are using the ATV repeater, they're also keying the 145.19 to talk for voice back and forth, but they're also sending voice over the repeater on ATV.
Oh, they are.
So yes,
it is available.
Absolutely.
If
you should be. You should absolutely.
Signal.
Well, you should be absolutely hearing the audio.
Yeah. Well, it's. I'm just getting it on rabbit ears because I haven't set up an antenna for it yet.
Okay, but you will hear the audio.
Yeah, it is there.
Absolutely.
Though. Yeah. Okay.
It's also on 1.2 megahertz, and now they're
gigahertz.
Talking, gigahertz. I mean, thank you, John. And they're also talking about going and doing some stuff on 2.4 gigahertz, and they're also talking
chewing up more bandwidth.
Duplex, full duplex. You would love that, right? Don't you? FM.
Yeah. 12 megahertz.
FM instead of AM. Yeah, John is here.
Through a repeater. 24 megahertz of bandwidth.
You know what? If we don't...
We want it all, right?
Mark,
yep.
Mark, contrary to John, you know, if we don't use it, we'll lose it.
That's right.
See?
That's happened in the past.
That's right. We got to use it, John. Got to use it. He can't even argue that. See, look at that. Can't even argue.
Use it for something other than fast.
Yeah, that's happened in the past. Look at 11 meters, for example. If you want to go way back.
Well, now that got plenty used.
Yeah, it did after it was opened up to another class of license.
Yeah.
All right,
but
Mark.
The hams weren't using it.
I'm going to hang up on you, Mark.
Okay.
You've had your 20 minutes
I
here.
My 20.
I got your fame, and next week we'll talk to you again.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one.
Bye.
73.
Bye, 73. Bye. Okay, our phone number is 230-2755, 230-2755. You should join us. Get in on this nonsense. Okay.
It doesn't just have to be ham radio. We talk about scanners and antique radios and all kinds of things.
That's right.
Shortwave listening.
And John even talks politics. So, you know, if you want to talk about Bill Clinton, talk to John. Okay.
Don't get me started.
230-2755 or in the hinterlands, 1-800-293-KFNN. Okay. Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, the fleet manager for Linda Brock Auto Mall. His phone number is 228-2336, 228-2336. You know, I have in my file probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 letters. Well, let me say this. Normally in business, you receive letters only when people are upset. They usually don't call you and tell you, hey, you did a good job, or send you a letter and say, you really were outstanding or something. But they're quick to call when they have a problem.
You're speaking from personal experience?
Yeah. Well, it's normal. Anyway, I must have 15 to 20 letters of appreciation and commendations for Ken Nichols about the low prices, the service, the selection, that he's able to find the car you want with the options you want and at the price you want. Well, never really at the price you want, but the best price going. You know, you really want to not pay for it. But, you know, he doesn't give them away. He does charge for them. But anyway, sincerely, that's a pretty good testimony to the fact that he really does have good service and good prices. So I suggest, seriously, if you need a Dodge, you need an Oldsmobile, you need a BMW, you need a Volkswagen, or basically any vehicle or truck, he can get that for you also. You give Ken a call at 228-2336. Again, that's 228-2336. Fleet prices direct to you, Ken Nichols. You'll be glad you made the phone call. And we're back. Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
John, NJ70.
Ah, that's, you're supposed to say that. You know, John Moore.
If you're looking for a straight line.
Yeah. John
this
Moore.
This is John Moore, NJ70, with Ham Radio and More. And today, my co-host?
Len Winkler, KB7, LPW. Thank you. That was a nice intro there, John. I appreciate it. I want to remind people, Tom, I'll take your call in a moment. 230-2755 is for the rest of you. We do have a couple of lines open at 230-2755. I guess if we don't talk something really hot, really, you know, down dirty or something, people don't want to call. Okay, but upcoming ham shows, here's some of the shows. Here's a lineup of what we've got coming up. Next week in studio will be Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. He's flying in from California, probably just to get away from the earthquakes. But anyway, he does Newsline.
How did he do in the earthquake?
Not too bad. Nothing happened. He felt the shake, rattle, and roll.
What part of California is he in?
He's out in the valley. He's like 25 miles away from where it happened, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You can ask him that question next week. In fact, next week in the national portion of the show, we are going to mention Mr. Glenn Baxter.
No comment. You mean K1MAN?
That's it.
Oh.
So, and we expect you to have some input. Oh, Lyle is the... Okay, then the next week is Lyle Johnson. The next week, Lyle Johnson from Tapper, WA7GXD. And that's going to be the technical show that a lot of you hams out there complain I don't do enough technical stuff. Well, John's going to run that show a fair amount, and we're going to talk to Lyle Johnson and find out about...
Technoid stuff.
Yeah, technoid stuff. Okay. Then on the 27th, we get back to my cup of tea, and especially everyone listening here who listens to this show on a fairly regular basis has probably heard this guy on three times. He's been on my show. On the 27th of February, I have none other than N1GPH David Cassidy.
Is he going to bring Wayne along?
I can't promise you, Wayne, but I can say that he's going to talk about his new amateur radio child search.
Okay, what's that?
Well, I really don't want to go into that. He's going to discuss it.
Okay, but he's 73 Magazine editor, right?
You bet. He's the big guru there, writes all the scathing things. And stuff. Anyway, we're going to have David Cassidy, so that should be fun. The 6th of March, well, that's just an open line like normal. First Sunday of every month, we're going to have an open line. On the 13th, we're going to have a guy that all of you who, again, listen to the show are very familiar with. However, in the national vein, no one knows him. And so we have to have him on because he really does have a good story to tell. Of course, if you've heard it, you don't want to maybe hear it a fourth and fifth and sixth. But it's always interesting, seriously. Al Gross, W8PAL, the inventor of the first walkie-talkie. You can't really do much better than have the inventor of the first walkie-talkie on a ham radio show. So he'll be on. The following week, the 20th of March, another techie show, Joe Lynch, N6CL. He is the editor of QCWA. He also writes for CQ Magazine. He writes, the VHF stuff, but he talks a lot about moon bounce and satellite and a lot of VHF working to grid square, all kinds of stuff. So he's very technical, John. John's eyebrows lit up on that one. The 27th of March, that's going to be really a good show, seriously. Steve Mendelson, WA2DHF, he is the Hudson coordinator for the ARRL. But more important than that...
The division director.
Correct. More important than that, he runs all the communications for the New York Marathon. Now, mind you, there are 11 ham radio nets going on during the marathon. 11. And over 200 hams participate in the communication.
Hey, we had 300 hams for Hands Across America right here in Arizona.
Okay, well.
But only right. Four nets.
Okay, well, this is some kind of operation. On April 3rd, we're going to have Open Line. Lee Finkel is going to be in here, and you're certain that's Easter Sunday. So, that's going to be an Open Line day. On April 10th, Bob Grove. Now, I know a lot of you are interested in this.
Yeah, tell your scanner friends.
That's right. We want everyone in scanners on April 10th, Bob Grove, WA4PYQ, Monitoring Times Editor. I told him at least 1 hour, so we'll have him on a national. And then if you guys in Phoenix will call in a few times, we'll get him on the local section the next hour.
And this is the fellow you see on the news whenever there's a scanner story or something like that. He's the guy that they'll interview.
And he's a super, super nice guy. The 17th of April, we're going to have Ned Stearns, AA7A, also current president of the DX Club. We're going to talk about moon bounce and weather satellites.
You know, I bet some of the non-hams out there are wondering, just what in the world are you talking about, moon bounce?
Well, they'll have to listen to the show people do bounce signals off the moon and talk to people in other parts of the world just on moon bounce. Okay, then on the 24th, we're going to have Dave Grubb, KC8CF, and it's going to be a preview of the Dayton Hamvention. He's the chairman, so we've got him. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy. I had to twist his arm to get him to okay because to commit to this. Because
he's going to be a busy guy.
He's just a wee bit busy with 40,000 hams coming into Dayton. And then May 1st, when... the Sunday of the Dayton Hamvention, I'll come back in town around 1 o'clock. And I'm going to do a review like I did last year. And I got to tell you, in all seriousness, and you will laugh maybe, but I had more comments, more good positive comments from that show than almost any other show I've ever done. I spent 2 hours doing nothing but talking about what went on and how my eyes opened up at the Hamvention. And people were saying to me, God, we didn't realize it was that massive, that big. I'm telling you, it is a mecca. For amateur radio operators, it is fantastic, and everyone should go. So that's what we're going to do, and May 1st. And then I have nobody scheduled after May 1st. Certainly, I'm going to do a show on QRPing. I talked to the guy. He has over 100 countries confirmed. In fact, I think he has close to 300 countries, this guy confirmed, on less than 5 watts.
What does his antenna look like?
Well, I can't, that we'll have to talk to him when he comes in, but that's going to be in May. I think that's going to be interesting. We've never done a show on QRP, and I think that's going to be kind of interesting. Okay, and if you guys and gals out there have any ideas of what you would like to see us do a show on in after May 1st, let us know. Send in a card or call us at 230-2755 and let us know, because this show is, really yours. All right. Tom, I appreciate you holding on if you're still awake after all that. WA0JCT, welcome to Ham Radio and More. And I know Duke is going to pot you up on the telephone. So, Tom, welcome.
Well, thank you, Lynn. And you've got a great show today. You and John are really having a good time, and we've really enjoyed your show.
Thank you, Tom. We have a good time every week, seriously.
Gotcha.
Well, mostly every week. When we don't play commercials, we have a real, you know, for the whole hour or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the president of the Ahwatukee Radio Club, and we have all our members right now tuned into your station.
Thank you.
And we'd like to mention that we're going to have a meeting next Saturday at the Ahwatukee Country Club.
Okay.
And George, your guest, is going to be our guest speaker.
Is he?
You bet. So,
did he know about that? When did he know about
that? Oh, he's known about that for about the last month and a half.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And anybody that would like to come out and hear more, it'll be at the Ahwatukee Country Club. He'll be on at 9 o'clock in the morning. And they're certainly welcome to come out and listen to George.
Is that a Saturday?
That's on a Saturday, right, next Saturday.
Okay, Russ, you were talking about having that old radio. I think that is the perfect place to go. Now, you don't have to be living in Ahwatukee, obviously, to go to the...
Oh, no, anybody, neighbors, friends, prospective hams.
Tell us where the Ahwatukee Country Club is located. So that people, you know, because, I mean, you know, we don't know.
If they're coming down Interstate 10, and if they get off on Warner Road, go west on Warner Road, and when they come to their second set of stoplights, right at the Dairy Queen, and take a right-hand turn, they'll go right to it. There's an AM-PM store right in the corner.
And it starts at 9 o'clock?
And that starts at 9 o'clock.
You want to give your phone number if people want more information?
For more information, I'm getting mic fright.
No.
496-0829. 496-0829.
You know, Tom, I have people that come into this studio
mm-hmm.
who are hams or for years and years, and they're so nervous. You know, here they're talking to people all over the world every
right.
day.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come here, they get very mic shy and they get very nervous. And I'll tell you, George said the same thing when he came here and did the interview for Antique Electronic Supply.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When it was done, he said, "That was easy." I feel so relaxed.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, you know, we just have a good old time doing this show.
We enjoy listening to you. I know you had asked the question on one of your previous programs in Ahwatukee, what type of laws concern us, you know, on antennas.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there are no antennas. We cannot have antennas.
Oh, great.
That's in our covenants. Hopefully, possibly someday we might be able to change that. Some of the members are interested in doing that. But so far, no luck. Right now, we're in our second year of operation. We're just starting, and we're just starting up with our Vice President, Bob Strauss, is doing a great job on starting up an emergency communication network for Ahwatukee in the foothills.
How many guys do you have? How many club members do you have?
Presently, the membership's about 27 and growing.
You know, you should come to one of our fair meetings.
We will. We definitely will.
The next one is the second Tuesday in March.
Okay, we'll certainly do that.
And
then
you might want to just get a hold of me during
mm-hmm.
the week.
Okay.
And I can tell you exactly how to get there and everything. But you know, if you got a club as large as that, you might want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
You're certainly going to get some more exposure at it, and
that's great.
We certainly invite you.
Oh, we appreciate the invitation on that for sure.
Okay.
And also, if there's any hams in the area, Sun Lakes or anywhere near us, they're certainly invited to the meeting or any meeting. It's always the second Saturday of every month, and
mm-hmm.
they're more than welcome to come down.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, is your club going to enter our tea hunts?
Possibly.
Come on, you guys need to get it together.
Join our
tea hunt.
You don't know what's on John's mind, do you?
Yeah.
You
know? That sounds great.
Next Saturday, 7 p.m.
That's right. We almost forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. This coming Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Camelback and 7th Avenue.
Northwest corner.
Target Shopping Plaza. Be there!
Be early.
That's right, be early.
That's
but
for the transmitter hunt, the monthly transmitter hunt.
Exactly, and it's going to be a good one because when Bob and Bill and Bonnie Pinup hide the transmitter, it's a doozy.
They're pretty evil about it.
Yeah, they are.
We hope you bring one down to Ahwatukee someday.
Well, why don't
you? It's been done.
Why don't you? That's right. It's already been hidden by them. As a matter of fact, south in Ahwatukee, where the road ends, and we all thought it was in South Mountain Park. Of course, not all of us. John and I, we did find it that night. We were the only two teams found it. We were second, of course.
By a nanosecond or so.
By a nanosecond. In fact, it was a half of a nanosecond. In fact, we would have been first, but John doesn't go faster than the speed limit, so we were second.
Some people did.
That's great.
All right, Tom. Well, thank you. And hopefully, give us your phone number again.
496-0829.
496-0829.
Right. We also have a lot of activities planned. On the 26th, we're going to have a train ride, the Verde River train ride.
Okay. Well, I've heard that's great.
So any members that are kind of holding back with their money and not sure what they really want to do, it's a beautiful ride if you've ever been up there.
Okay. Well, we need more information about you guys. You know, you should get involved with the ADOA.
Yeah, we'll send more in to you.
No, but I'm saying you should get involved with ADOA. Be one of the clubs involved with ADOA. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and you only have 27 members. It's not going to cost very much, and you'd get the publicity of being an ADOA, and people would know
Arizona
you.
Arizona Desert Airways.
Right, and you would, you know, people would know you exist. You know, you're kind of like the stealth club out there, kind of quiet.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with that organization, Lynn, but when I call you this week, maybe you could fill me in a little more.
I will fill you in. You will so filled in. After you contact me, you won't know how to move.
Remember, Ahwatukee, we're all loyal listeners.
Okay, well, I appreciate
it. Ham Radio and more.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
Thanks much, guys.
I'm going to have to pay you for that. Okay. thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was very nice of him. Okay, we'll be right with you, Alex. Wallpaper World, with six locations in the Valley. You know, that new store of theirs at 9393 North 90th Street is really doing well in Scottsdale. Of course, Scottsdale's growing at such a rapid speed, it's unbelievable. The new homes going out there are just unbelievable. And, of course, the fact that their prices are lower than anybody else's certainly doesn't hurt. With Levalure mini blinds up at 80% off, barely at 80. Now, let me tell you, a lot of people have been buying. Now a lot, the guys out there that are listening to me right now, you guys are saying, and I know it because I see you. You're either you just went to the bathroom, or you're you know, because he's talking about wallpaper. Well, we're not interested because my wife buys all. Get your wife over, get your girlfriend over to the radio. They know about Duets, okay? And Duets are great. And Wallpaper World sells lots of Duets. Those are nice pleated shades. However, exclusively at Wallpaper World, they have just got in Bally brand Diamond Cell Shades. Diamond Cell by Bally. They're only available right now at Wallpaper World. Now, they are available at some of the department stores, but check the price there and then check Wallpaper World. Now, these have twice the R rating. I mean, these are fantastic. Look at them. They're double-celled as opposed to Duet single-cell. And they're so much less expensive, and especially if you buy them at Wallpaper World. They're Bally Diamond Cell Shades. They have such a great assortment. Total blackout. You put it on your window, pull down the shade, no light, none will come in. It's total blackout. So for you guys out there who, you know, work during the nights and need to sleep in the morning, this is a perfect product for you. Wallpaper World has it. Six locations in the Valley. There's one near you, Chandler, Mesa, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, Northwest Phoenix, and Central Phoenix. 272-4788. 272-4788 for more information or the location nearest you. That's Wallpaper World. They really do make selecting wallpaper and custom window treatments an enjoyable experience. Alex, thank you for holding on. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Thank you, Len. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Rumor has it, Alex. Wait, excuse me, I got a cough. A rumor has it, Alex, that you were nominated for Teacher of the Year for the whole country.
Yeah, it was the reason that I called you to say thank you for the nomination, and I think everybody's excited at Carl Hayden. Of course, we would like also to have Alan Cameron, but as you told me, there's only one.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest. When they called me and both of you were nominated and the ARRL called me, they said, you can't have two nominated. They can be separately nominated, or they cannot be nominated at all. Well, so here's where are the options. I can't have both of them nominated, so that's out. So there's two options left. I certainly didn't want to have neither of you nominated because I think you both deserve it. The things that you've done are tremendous at Carl Hayden High School. So I said to myself...
Are they going to be at the tea hunt?
So I said to myself, we have to have Alex because Alex did start the club. He originated it. He is the founder. He and I worked together in the very beginning, and then Scottsdale Club picked up the ball and ran with him and did a lot of stuff with him. Alan Sklar and a bunch of others helped him set it all up and get it working together. And so I thought Alex certainly deserved it, and I really hope you do win it. And will you be at the tea hunt?
Right now, I don't know, because right now we are in a class. We have 17 students working for the test, and we are preparing for the school club roundup, the February 14th to the 18th.
Okay, that's a good excuse. Now, but you can tell everybody that you have just received your $2,000 ICOM receiver. It's ICOM, right? Or what kind of satellite receiver did you guys get?
Yaesu.
Yaesu. Oh, excuse me.
Satellite one.
Okay. So you got a well over $2,000 Yaesu satellite transceiver. You guys have primo stations set up there with all your Instatrack tracking programs, and you've talked to Cerex, and you have the HF station, you have Packet, and all these other gizmos. I think it's about time that you remember your roots. And, you know, and since I was a part of your roots, and I'm heavily involved in transmitter hunting, it's about time that you guys get that truck van in gear and get a few of them over here to the transmitter hunt on the second Saturday of the month.
Okay, we will be there in the next one then.
Write it down, John. Second Saturday of March. And I'll tell you, Alex, if it's an east or west side start, we want the Carl Hayden team to be there and maybe even win.
Okay. We hope that.
Just don't beat us.
Yeah, you need to remember your roots.
Okay.
Okay.
I will put the team together right now that I have the more students involved. And anyway, I would like that to say thank you, and it's an honor for me and for the Carl Hayden Club.
You're entirely welcome. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, and we would like also everybody to be the second week of February. We are going to be trying to be first place on the nation on the school roundup. Remember, last year we were second only for a few points.
Mm-hmm.
But this time we are going to be using satellite, ATV, packet, HF, 2 meters, everything, trying to be number one.
Well, I wish you success in doing that, and I hope you win this year. You weren't too far from first place last year, right?
No. Yeah, we made a mistake, and I think we didn't transmit the last 2 hours because we were thinking that we completed our 24 hours. But, hey, this year will be the first place.
Okay, well, we know you'll be in first place. And one other thing, did you guys realize we're on for 2 full hours already, starting this week? We're back to 2 full hours?
Okay.
Yeah, see, you know, my melodious tones, 2 full hours, John.
Yeah, and I saw your face on the QST magazine in February.
Yeah, we've had a sincerely a lot of publicity, a lot of very good publicity for this show nationally. And, I mean, I can't say thank you enough to Phoenix, to the listeners, the two or three that are out there, for continuing for keeping us on and giving us the impetus to and the desire to want to stay on and to finally do what we wanted and go national. You know, the country, they don't realize it. They all are begging for a show in their markets, and you guys had it for 3 years. That's pretty neat, I think, for Phoenix, Arizona, of all. And John was just commenting a little earlier. There's, I think I had four. How many hams were there in Arizona? 13. I have a listing. And, okay.
Right there.
In Arizona, there's 12,546. In Phoenix alone, there's 2,612. We're the 16th largest state in ham population.
And we're certainly nowhere close to that in overall population.
That's right. And we've grown tremendously in the last 2 to 3 years.
From about 7,000?
From about 7,000. So we've more than doubled. So
Lynn.
What?
7,000 to 12,500 is not more than double.
Oh, well, my math isn't good. I'm a ham radio operator.
Lynn.
Yes, yes.
And I think that we are growing because I receive an invitation to go to a new club, the Thunderbird Amateur Radio Club.
I mentioned that a few minutes ago.
Okay, I was.
Yeah. I expect to see you there at, I'll be there.
Close to my house, anyway.
That's right. It's at ASU West on the 17th, the third Thursday of February. It's going to be a very, very interesting seminar by Cliff Bailey about how to ground your equipment, and certainly that's important. You do have everything grounded at Carl Hayden, right?
Nope.
Then you better go to this particular meeting and learn how to do it.
I don't have it all grounded either.
Okay. Okay, Lynn.
See, Alex, you had a call for this abuse, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Then I will not be abused when we discover the transmitter first. The second time that we are going to participate, and maybe we will be the first place again. Oh, no, not again.
On the roundup.
In the transmitter hunt.
Oh, the transmitter hunt. That's right. Okay.
The first time we got lost, but this time I know the trick.
Okay.
I will follow you.
Oh, yeah, you follow the wrong team.
Well, we don't get lost anymore because we have a GPS with us.
That's true. Yeah, we have a GPS, so we know where we are. We just don't know where the transmitter is.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. What a phenomenal growth of Carl Hayden High School. I mean, from nothing to in the national news, Cerex, all the people involved, the roundup being number two in the first year. I mean, amazing. Scottsdale Club's always number two. Of course, this year they claim they're going to be number one in the field day, but we'll see. Hopefully they will.
I haven't been on a field day in a long time.
Well, it's about time you went this year, you know.
Yeah, well, up in the High Pines?
I can't comment because now they're talking about a secret location. That's Anyway,
we could do this show from a field day site.
We can. Well, no, the field day is basically over when the show comes on, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't really want to start too much. You know, they're talking about, do you know that the ARRL has actually put a hold on the instant licensing?
Wait a minute.
They have put a hold on instant licensing. They have asked for an extension on the
comment period.
On comment period, because they are having mixed emotions about this.
So do I.
Okay, they are now claiming they would rather have electronic filing of licensing.
Absolutely, it's the only way to go.
So that's kind of interesting. Well, I was really glad to hear that we're on in Philadelphia.
That was neat.
Yeah, because I have been getting tons of calls from people, seriously, in the Trenton, New Jersey, Philadelphia area. Where are you? Where are you? In New Jersey, New York, where are you? And I tell them this particular station, and they never heard of it. And I said, but we're on. And now I find out the reason they couldn't hear it was because we're not live for the first half hour. I'll tell you, anybody out there listening, if you have any connections in radio to anybody in the United States, anywhere at all, please get a hold of me. We really want to be on more and more stations throughout the country. We're making good inroads, but we need to make more, and with anybody's help, we certainly can do it. Get out amateur radio to the public. So I want to thank everybody for listening and participating. Next week, we're going to have Bill Pasternak live in studio, and he's alive all the time. It's going to be a wild show for 2 hours of wacky stuff. So until next week, thank you, Wallpaper World, and Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall for sponsoring this hour. And John Moore, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you, Lynn.
I'll see you next week here. 73's, Arizona. Thanks for listening. Way to go, Suns!